WTH.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH, the WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey. Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling. From the Darling New Media Studios, this is the WTH Podcast.
Howdy, howdy, and welcome into another episode of the WTH Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for streaming, downloading. However you may be listening, we do appreciate you checking in with us and making us part of your week. Oh, and what a week it has been.
Woo-wee.
Oh, we got a lot to get to today. It's been busy in Florida. There's an Instagram model who is found a new way to make some money.
Alrighty.
We'll talk about that. And I saw something that made me say, what the actual hell?
What the hell?
What the actual hell was my quote. Although I yelled it when I read the headline. So we will get to all of those things. This is episode number 705. Woo! Very excited to be here in the Darling New Media Studios. Oh, it's been a busy week. We've had our first client in. Jason Knight was in to do an ADR session for an independent film that he is working on.
Boom.
So that happened. We have a local, I will say, celebrity who will be doing a podcast from here, which is fantastic news. Very exciting.
Awesome.
We can't announce it yet.
Okay.
Because
you want to get some in the can first?
This person has not decided when they are going to release their podcast. Now they have plenty in the can.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
No, there's plenty in the can, but this person has not put any of them out yet. So not sure exactly when that's going to happen, but there will be a big announcement about that coming. So that's kind of a big deal. And you should be next week in the drive at 5 hearing about Darling New Media on KFBK.
Woo!
Woo-hoo.
So supposed to do the interview earlier today and had some technical issues that prevented that from happening, but it should be happening at some point this week to record it, and it will air next week during the drive at 5 on KFBK. Not sure exactly which day, but it's very exciting news for us. Because any exposure is great exposure, and especially when you're talking about a news station like KFBK, where a lot of people listen just to make sure they don't get stuck in the incredible shithole of traffic around here.
Yeah.
Jason rolled in here 15 minutes after our set time, and I was like, traffic terrible? He said, yup.
It just, I just put it into perspective about all the other awesome things that I have going because of California.
Mm.
And I try to look past the traffic part of it. It's a whole new way I'm trying to think because I used to get really upset about it a lot.
Sure. You have Waze, right?
I do have Waze, but I feel like it sometimes fucks you.
I've never been fucked by Waze.
I've been fucked by Waze.
Nope. Never happened.
Yeah.
I've been led all over Southern California, out of the way, on freeways, off freeways. It has never led me astray.
Yeah.
Never led me astray yet.
There's been times where it has me do weird things coming home on this drive from Folsom to Oak Park where I live, where sometimes it has me get off the freeway and go through a bunch of these residential neighborhoods, and that's fine because it's getting me there the quickest. But sometimes, like I've had it before, tell you to get off the freeway. You get out the freeway, and then you get back on the freeway again.
Well, yeah, eventually it's trying to get you around whatever slowdowns there are. Yeah.
Right. But
sometimes going through Davis, that's the easiest way.
Oh, my God. Davis, this past week coming back, they were trimming the brush. I'll call it brush, the plants, the vegetation between the lanes on I-80 and eastbound I-80 between Fairfield and Vacaville. Here's some local stuff for you. Eastbound, it was so bad that every time I had to go to Fairfield, which was twice last week, it sent me back off the freeway. It said, no, do not get on I-80. It sent me way out through like the fields at the edge of Vacaville and around through there. And very, very scenic stuff like that. And otherwise it's a 5 lanes of parking lot.
Yeah, I get it. I just, there's been times where using it on my drive home, it is not, it has not made the best decisions, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go all the way through with it or did you?
Oh yeah, no, I always, okay. When I'm following directions, I usually follow them all the way through.
Here's what I love about Waze. And this is aside from the obvious, I love when you put in a thing that says, I need to be here at this time. It tells you when you need to leave and it's constantly updating it.
I mean, Google Maps does it also. I mean,
yeah, the Google Maps owns Waze.
I know, and that's what I use. I use Google Maps.
Okay,
that's what I use for all my directions.
Okay,
so
did it tell you what time to leave to get here at 5:30?
No, because I don't put it in because I know exactly where the fuck I'm going. Like you're like really coming here. Like if I get off and go down Fair Oaks, like if I get off on Watt, or even if I come down Folsom and then like get over at a certain point, you know. But I've been working up in Folsom for.
He's got them Folsom working blues.
Almost 3 years. Like in August, it'll be 3 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I worked there for 3 years.
I remember how excited you were to get that job.
I'm still excited. I love it. But the drive home, like it's always in traffic. So I've tried many different ways.
Have you tried light rail?
Light rail does go to Folsom now.
It goes right to like my work almost too.
Oh, damn.
Yep. Yeah.
Damn. Maybe that's the solution.
I drop the kid off in the morning for school. Oh, okay. So that's generally why.
Does light rail go to the kid's school?
Yeah, it does. Right, stops right. Actually, it's on one of the trains.
Oh yeah, just throw right off the stop.
Yeah, you get on the stop and just throw it on 7:30 a.m.
Yeah,
I had to hit it. If I'm too late, I had to drive down a stop to catch it. Throw it on there.
All right, get back on this train, honey. Get off at the next stop.
So Do you know this area here? Like,
yeah, I know this area.
Okay.
We're in the Arden Arcade area, by the way, for anybody who's listening who doesn't.
Yeah.
If you're local to Sacramento, and I know we have a ton of listeners who aren't, so sorry.
Sorry.
But we're in the Arden Arcade area. We're not far from Cal Expo, where the California State Fair is happening right now.
And we're not too far from Sac State either.
Nope, just over the river.
Just over the river. So I mean, we're right. It's pretty central.
Yeah,
it's just you have to come in from the freeway, or kind of come at it from a diagonal way through Watt to Fair Oaks.
There's a lot of ways to get here.
Yeah,
and there's traffic on all of them. To be fair,
yeah, exactly.
There really is, and they haven't helped anything because today. They closed, and it's not just today. It's today through sometime in September. They have closed Rail Yards Boulevard in north of downtown Sacramento. I don't know why. I haven't dug into why, but it's closed from July 15th through September 10th. So I don't know. Are they breaking ground on the new soccer stadium? Are they breaking ground on a development thing over there? I don't know. I probably should look into it, but I saw the sign and it's like, oh.
But they're supposed to be building a new bridge to your house.
They still haven't decided what the design's going to be. They've still got that out there that people can weigh in on the design.
They're in the final. This is the final time, like, to choose. They've had like 4 different times, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
And each time it like whittles more people. Instead of just telling everybody that they have a horrible design and go with a guy that's a professional architect and he just did it in his spare time. Like they did with the waterfront.
here's what you do. You go, what's the design of that soccer stadium? Okay, the bridge that leads to the soccer stadium. Let's have it tie in with that.
Yeah. That's,
Simple way to do it. So beyond all of that nonsense, Kareem, how was your week?
My week was actually, I'm trying to think, it's pretty good. It was busy. We got the, my girlfriend's, 15, almost 16-year-old niece moved into the house. So we got her room situated, my former man cave. And then we got almost all of the stuff out of the office to make that my new man cave.
Nice.
Because it was man cave or bust at this point.
Yeah, it's you know what's not going on at Kareem's house? That's it.
That is true.
Is your phone ringing now? Is that what I'm getting? I'm getting a buzz. Getting this in the phone.
Yeah, it's my cousin Omar calling me from New York.
Oh, shit.
Clearly,
Omar doesn't know this is when we do the show.
No, he does not. My brother's usually the person that calls me during the show.
Just tell him to call the show. If he needs to talk to you, give him the phone number. He can call in.
It's true. We've got the number. You should call and leave a message. It's 916-281-9390. You can call anytime and let us know what you're thinking about a variety of things.
Yeah. Oh, and then yesterday I did another interview for the documentary. So I interviewed a gay father, which was really cool.
No, it was fabulous.
It was fabulous. So going into the interview, I wanted to make sure we discussed him being gay, but I didn't want that to make the point of the interview because...
All right.
That's Mexican. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got that out of the way pretty quick. And then, you know, we just talked about him and fatherhood. So it was pretty good.
We got to it quick.
Yep. All that. Jason, what about you? Another week of being a bachelor?
Oh, man. So Friday night, I did this show, which was a slam poetry show, like with characters, the comedy spot.
Sure.
And I did a pretty much played Jason from like when he was 23.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. So I had this like, you know, beat look to me. And I wrote three poems. My suggestion was swimsuit. and I did one that was about being too tight. You know, your swimsuit's too tight. Did one about being unattached, which was about the how, you know, the underwear that are inside the shorts sometimes, how they can separate.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of like it's ruined, right? Well, it's kind of like that. So kind of a love story about that. And then the final one was inspired by Itty Bitty Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
Oh, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Itsy Bitsy Polka Dot Bikini, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it was inspired by that, but obviously not that. And I just did it really slow. And then I found these guys from France that played drums like a beat poet was to do it. And it was exactly 3 minutes, which was exactly my set. So
nice.
So I killed it. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. Woke up at like 8:10 on Saturday. And I felt great. It was up until 2, but I like, man, that was so amazing to just wake up and like at 8. Like, I don't think I've done that for at least 2 years, like 2.5 years,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Almost 3 years. So, I mean, and then had a show on Saturday night, fun show, a lot of fun. And Sunday was one of the best days. I woke up again at 8:00. I mowed the lawn after picking up the peaches. We're outside, picked a couple of fresh peaches off the tree for breakfast, made myself a breakfast sandwich, played some video games for a few hours, ordered some lunch from Kiki's Chicken, which is now in Midtown, and got it delivered to my house so I didn't have to do shit.
Oh, where in Midtown?
On J and 19th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a block from where Darling New Media was supposed to be.
It saved you from having a heart attack.
Well, to be fair, I've got plenty of heart attack options really close to here on Howe Avenue.
Oh yeah.
Oh, had that delivered to me, and then Alex came over a little bit later and was like, "Hey, I'm going to take you to dinner tonight," and I was like, "How about we just go get some pokey and come back here and hang out?" Yep. Get to it. Get to it, bruh.
It sounds like a week.
Yeah, so it was fucking awesome. I mean, it's pretty awesome. So
Pokey.
We'll see.
Pokey and Kiki's Chicken, huh?
Oh, man. Yeah, well, because, like, that was so heavy. Like, they're still learning. They're still learning the Kiki's Chicken. They put too much hot sauce on it. It was like a vinegar bomb in my mouth, which is fine. Like, I like it to be hot. So that's not it, but it was just like... It was too much. Like, that's all you tasted was the hot sauce.
Touched a guy's balls at Hebrew school once.
And it's like Frank's Red Hot probably. So it's not that really hot, just vinegary.
Yeah.
Okay. So I needed something light for dinner. You know what I mean? Like, so that's where I got pokey. Cause I didn't need more fried, like greasy cheese.
Nice. Nice. I battled a sick wife all week. Well, I didn't battle her. She was sick.
Oh, man.
Which is a bit of a bummer. And yeah. Apparently there was something going around her work. And so she was home on Thursday and Friday. And it sucks because, of course, we've got the little one at home and she's 4.5 months old. And the last thing my wife wanted to do is get her sick.
Yeah, no, that's the last thing. So, I mean, sure.
So I was handling most of that.
Yeah.
And of course we're trying to get stuff set up here. We're still working. We have the panels up in both studios now. So those are done. By the time you hear this, I should have the walls fully painted because the old sign will have come down off the back wall. We now have 3 TVs on rolling stands. So we're fully ready to do video production, variety of stuff like that going. So we are, I would say, about a week away from being fully operational. And we've decided that we are going to push the big grand opening back into probably mid-August, but we're going to be putting the word out that we're open before that. It's just, you know, get people in and get some people working on stuff. And, you know, we'll do the grand opening celebration once we're operational. So it won't be like, hey, grand opening, we're now open. It's going to be, hey, grand opening, we've been open for a little bit, because it just makes more sense with the amount of balls you have to have in the air here.
Touched the guy's balls at Hebrew school once.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. So it's been trips to IKEA and trips to Home Depot and all of that just to get everything ready and where everything is supposed to be. And of course, all the technicalities of business licenses and all that other happy stuff that goes along with starting a business.
Yeah.
So it's that's pretty much what my week has been is taking care of a 4.5 month old and trying to start a business. So little hectic.
Yeah, man, welcome to it, bro.
I mean, I don't have two. I have the one, and
I remember.
It's a lot. Although I did get to see Extreme Rules, the pay-per-view Sunday.
Yeah,
WWE stepped it back up. It was a pretty good show.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you watched the other one.
I did the Fight for the Fallen that AEW did on Saturday. Yeah. I had to break that up because I was actually here in the office until quite late Saturday. So by the time I was able to turn that on, I was like, no, I need to go to sleep. So I watched a little of it on Sunday morning and I watched the rest of it between 3 and 4:30 this morning as I was up with the baby who wanted food and then wouldn't go back to sleep. Yeah, that was the thing. I mean, she's sleeping through the night, which is great, but the night starts at 8. So at 3 a.m., the night's over for her. She's up. So it's and sometimes you give her a bottle, right back to sleep. Mm-hmm. Not this morning. Mm. So I was able to watch the rest of Fight for the Fallen. And then I wrapped it up a little bit this afternoon, just like the last bit of the last match, but not quite as good as the last offering, but
you don't even know yet too, like what's going to happen when, because like right now there's definitely like a feeling of like whatever you watch, you're safe with what you're watching because it doesn't matter to this kid right now. But there's a point where like you see them change in how they pay attention.
Oh, she pays attention to everything. She was enthralled by The Sopranos.
No.
I mean, she doesn't know what any of it is.
No, but like, I'm just saying, like, there's going to be a point when, like, she's about a year and a half, 2 years old, where you're going to be like, we can't watch this anymore forever.
When she starts repeating it back to you?
Almost that. But you can just tell that, like.
She's got one of the monologues from Casino down. but with a little cute baby voice. It's all good. And then someone pointed this out to me this week. It was just out of nowhere. It's been termed the bagel boss, and I'll let you take a listen.
You're great women. Why is that okay?
The great. Why is it okay for women to say, "Oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites. You should be dead." That's okay.
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Dude. Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not standing.
Al, enough.
You shut up, dude.
You shut the fuck up.
This guy ain't attacking you, big dog.
Okay, so here's a dude who is 5 foot nothing, and he's at a bagel shop, and he's mad at the world because women don't like short dudes. Sorry, Jason.
No, it's the fucking truth, bro.
So he's mad at the world, and these dudes are like, calm down. And he tells this one dude, he gets up in his face while he gets basically up in his belly button and says and starts talking to him, and then he tells another guy, hey, why don't you attack me? And he does. And then he's like, what's this? Guy twice my size attacks me? Yes, you idiot. You invited it. I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying. Now, you probably had a better week than him. His name is Chris Morgan, and he became the internet's latest viral sensation after a Tuesday morning rant last week about women not wanting to date men 5 feet tall. Ended with him being tackled by a bystander. The tirade apparently started because Morgan thought a woman behind the counter was laughing at him.
She probably was.
Well, or not. I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, when you're already insecure about something, and like, I remember just one time where like my short thing, I've kind of been past that for a while.
Now you'd tower over this dude.
No, I know. It'd be fucking awesome. I was at Folsom Lake and I was going canoeing with some friends, and I was like 23, 24. And there's these college girls are like 20 years old, and I'd taken my shirt off and they're looking at me and they're laughing. And I was like, it looked like Robin. I mean, I'm a hairy guy. Mm-hmm. And I was very, self-conscious about it, because in 2004, 2003, like, hairy guy was not cool. Like, you needed to be, like, straight up, like, Brad Pitt, shaved, like, you should be shaving, waxing, and shit like that. I get really upset and angry. So when you're already upset, like, those girls they probably weren't fucking laughing at me. If they were, who gives a fuck? I mean, right. Fuck them. But I can understand now you could get really upset.
Well, he told Hot 97 that he's been through hell and he's not going to take criticism anymore, saying, and I quote, "I'm the modern day prophet. I'm the modern day Martin Luther King. They got shot because they wanted peace, which is what I want. So if that happens to me, so be it. I'm not changing. I've took enough and I'm sticking to it."
Okay.
Clearly, all he wants is peace. That's why he's yelling at everyone.
He wants a piece. That's why he's yelling at him.
He ain't getting a piece, and that's why he's angry.
Oh, man.
All right, speaking of angry angry dudes, our president basically told progressive Democrat congresswomen to go back to the countries they came from. Here's the issue. They all came from the United States. So he tweeted, "So interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe." Yeah, ours. The worst and most corrupt and inept anywhere in the world.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That ours, yeah, okay. If they even have a functioning government at all. Now loudly and viciously telling people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Yeah, they're in Congress. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came, then come back and show us how it's done? These places need your help badly. If you can't leave fast enough, I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi would be very happy to quickly work out free travel arrangements. So it's very clearly directed toward African American and Latina congresswomen and some Muslim congresswomen who have been very critical of President Trump. Three of the four of them were born in the United States, and the last one came here at age 10, and they were all elected to Congress. So here's the question. Is the president a big, giant racist? Jason?
Well, we've been knowing that, like, we've known, but I mean, like, it's just unabashedly, but his people don't give a fuck, man.
That's not the point. Yeah,
but he's a fucking racist.
Kareem?
Yeah, he's a racist.
Yeah. I think we've established that. One of the people he was clearly referring to, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, tweeted, "Mr. President, the country I come from and the country we all swear to is the United States. But given how you've destroyed our border with inhumane camps, all to benefit you and the core who profit off them, you are absolutely right about the corruption laid at your feet." Ilhan Omar tweeted, "Mr. President, as members of Congress, the only country we swear an oath to is the United States, which is why we're fighting to protect it from the worst, most corrupted and inept president we have ever seen." She also tweeted, "You are stoking white nationalism because you're angry that people like us are serving in Congress and fighting against your hate-filled agenda." And then she puts an RFK quote, "America's answer to the intolerant man is diversity, the very diversity which our heritage of religious freedom has inspired." Nancy Pelosi tweeted, "I reject Donald Trump's xenophobic comments meant to divide our nation rather than attack members of Congress. He should work with us for a humane immigration policy that reflects American values. Stop the raids." Rashida Tlaib tweeted, "Want a response to a lawless and complete failure of a president? He is the crisis. His dangerous ideology is the crisis. He needs to be impeached."
And that was one of those fuck Nancy moments on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because you have the power to do something about him and you won't do shit.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing that's happening right now. Nancy Pelosi is, some would say, playing the long game, that it doesn't make sense to go through the issue of impeaching the president because it's not going to matter anyway. They're not going to get it done by 2020. It's going to be faster to do it this way. It could fire up his base if you start to do it, blah, 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 blah. But if it's the right thing to do and it's your duty as Congress to oversee that other branch of government, then what does it matter?
What you know what they're worried about? What they're all worried about is that if the fucking problem is if the president goes nuclear and decides to make an executive order because he still has the power to do that and determines to say whatever he needs to say about it. I don't know. I mean, like, I think that that's also what she's looking at too. Like if they start impeachment hearings, he could declare an emergency to, you know, and no, that doesn't care.
No, what they're worried about is they're worried about the white people in the middle of America.
Yeah. Fuck that shit, man.
That's what they're worried about. And what they're going to do is they're going to end up losing. And I've already said this and people keep looking at me like I'm crazy. Like they always do, and then the shit ends up happening. She's going to alienate the brown and black people that they need in order for him to not get reelected by trying to pander to those people in the middle of America that don't give a fuck about them.
Yeah, yeah, that's part of the problem. Speaking of the middle of America, the governor of Tennessee has signed a proclamation for this past Saturday to be observed as Nathan Bedford Forrest Day in Tennessee in accordance with the previously signed state law. Now, here's an interesting thing. I'm going to go ahead and agree with Ted Cruz. Mark it down. Ted Cruz tweets, "This is wrong. Nathan Bedford Forrest was a Confederate general and a delegate to the 1868 Democratic Convention. He was also a slave trader and the first Grand Wizard of the KKK. Tennessee should not have an official day honoring him. Change the law."
And I noticed how Ted tried to put the Democrats in there by putting the Democratic Convention. Yeah, all white people were racist back then.
Yeah. But they weren't all the Grand Wizard of the KKK.
That is true.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I have to fall in line and agree with Ted Cruz here.
Ted Cruz is recently like said, like he's doing that thing in the Congress now with AOC also.
Where he's not being an asshole.
Where he's not being an asshole.
He's trying to throw us all off the scent.
He's trying to throw us off this. I don't know. I appreciate that when you see some people are like do some things that are somewhat decent. That you think are garbage or trash humans.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows that people like Ted Cruz have the capacity to not be horrific assholes.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, why isn't that there all the time? Why do you feel the need to be a horrific asshole some of the time? Who are you pandering to that's what you need to do? Is the question I have. Just saying. Because, look, clearly he understands. He's a smart guy. He went to Harvard. He knows. What are you doing most of the time? What are you doing when you're standing there with Donald Trump kissing his ass after he said, oh, hey.
He's playing the politics, right?
This guy's dad was part of the JFK assassination. I mean, come on. Let's stop it.
Can't respect anybody like that, man.
I didn't say I respected him. I said I agree with him on this point. And now for the thing that made me say, what the actual hell? A headline from USA Today, Miriam Adelson wants a book of Trump in the Bible. So the USA Today asked an expert if that's possible. Okay. First of all, fuck all of you. The Bible is done. Even the Mormons, who have another, what they call a book of worship, the next chapter, don't say this is part of the Bible. The Book of Mormon is the next chapter.
Yeah.
So, no, you're not getting Donald Trump added to the Bible. Second of all, the Bible has been done for several thousand years.
He's already in the Bible. He's the Antichrist.
Third of all, USA Today, why are you even entertaining this for a half a second by asking people if it's possible to add a book of Trump to the Bible? Because, first of all, go ahead and say your inane bullshit. You know, Miriam Adelson.
The wife of the Sheldon Adelson, the
casino owner.
Casino owner.
Yeah, yeah. Which you can see the Trump hotel from Sheldon Adelson's casino.
I see.
Which is fine. So she said it. She said something stupid. My bigger issue is with USA Today giving it even an ounce of credence.
Yeah, why are they fucking reporting on this shit?
I don't know the answer to that. Well, fine. It's fine to report on it and say, hey, this happened. But to go out and make it and try and make that into more of a story by going, we asked people if it was even possible. Instead of going, what?
She does know that there's nobody living that can.
So what's the expert say?
Who's going to write?
I'm not even going to give it. No, you can read it.
Come on. We got to know what the experts say. Come on. That's what's absurd. Like, that's what's absurd about. Like, they actually did consult. They actually did consult with an expert. What did they say? What did they say?
They got to screw the point. Let's go. It was just a President Trump. There is no way to add another book to the Jewish Bible. It's, as I describe in the Bible's cutting room floor, many timeless and invaluable books were cut from the canon to create the Bible as we know it, both Jewish and Christian, and even some of the books that are in the Bible almost didn't make it. So, no.
No.
No. And I didn't even have to scroll to tell you that.
I just wanted to make sure, all right?
Mm-hmm. I want to know who's going to write the book?
Tucker Carlson.
No, not Tucker Carlson. I'm thinking Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be called Killing Ourselves. because everything has to be killing. And speaking of killing, an Instagram model, Belle Delphine, is selling her own bathwater for $30. Not the whole thing, only a little jar. She's also known as Weird Elf Kitty Girl, and if you're not familiar with her, she's 19. She's popular. She's got 3.9 million followers, and she made an announcement that you could buy her bath juices on Instagram, saying, "I am now selling my bathwater for all you thirsty gamer boys." And she captured an image. She captured an image of her holding the liquid-filled jar. She's selling them on her website for $30. By the way, they sold out. The product is described bottled while I'm playing in the bath. It really is bathwater. Disclaimer, this water is not for drinking and should only be used for sentimental purposes. And, of course, several YouTubers, there it is, several YouTubers posted drinking. Videos of them drinking it.
Yeah.
Which
that was coming.
Yeah, of course it is. It reminded me of there was a gentleman who I worked with at a TV station, and he's no longer with us. And this was a long time ago, and I won't say his name. People who know him will know who it is. and he was an older gentleman. So when I knew him, he was in his 50s at that point, and this is early 2000s.
So we can rule out Sam?
Yeah, he's not Sam. Early 2000s. He was an African-American gentleman. And he made the following comment about one of our female coworkers, and the comment was this: "She's so fine, I'd drink her bath water."
Oh, yeah, I've heard that one.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Ew. 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 No.
Or just Florida.
To quote Prince, if land I was anything else, I'd be the water in your bath.
And yeah. Crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
All righty. Headline: Florida man hunting iguanas misses and shoots nearby pool guy instead.
Why are you shooting an iguana?
Sure. No, they're like taking over there, man.
A Florida woman has warned parents to protect their children after an iguana hunter shot her pool maintenance technician. On Friday, pool maintenance workers arrived at the property where Elin Bryan lives in the city of Boca Raton in southeast Florida. At the same time, an iguana hunter armed with a pellet gun was patrolling the residence. This was reported by NBC6 in South Florida. Bryan told the broadcaster she went outside to see what the workers were doing, recalling the moment she saw a man described as her pool guy get shot. She told the broadcaster, "I heard him scream at the top of his lungs, ow, and he had blood coming out of his leg." Then she realized he was shot by a man looking for iguanas, saying, "He is shot by the hunter." According to Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, green iguanas are considered pests as they damage sidewalks, seawalls, and landscape plants. Nonetheless, the Boca Raton resident urged others to be cautious when it comes to controlling the iguana population.
You can catch an iguana with a net. They don't bite.
No, but they have salmonella. And...
Well, if you shoot them with a pellet gun, the salmonella is going to splatter everywhere.
Exactly.
And it's not. Get the fuck out of here.
Like bacon in a pan.
Box or something, man. You don't need to be shooting them.
No, I'm telling you, like, it's worse than rats there right now with them. Like, I actually just read an article about it. Like, how it's fucking, it's like the fucking iguana apocalypse down there.
But is it really necessary to shoot the pool guy?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
But you have to shoot him to kill him. It's the easiest, quickest way.
Shoot him, Elizabeth. There's a show right now about getting the python hunters in the Everglades trying to catch the
really?
Pythons. Oh, yeah. It's on Discovery Channel. I haven't watched it. I've just seen the previews. Meanwhile, things got slashy after a boyfriend told the Florida woman he was too tired for sex. That's right. After her boyfriend said that he was too tired to have sex, a Florida woman allegedly grabbed a kitchen knife and slashed him multiple times on the arm and shoulder. The confrontation between Jennifer Lee Chapman, who's 37, and her live-in boyfriend occurred around 5:45 a.m. on a Friday in the suburban Tampa neighborhood. A sheriff's deputy reported Chapman and the 36-year-old victim got into a verbal argument over the defendant wanting to have sex and the victim not because he was too tired. So after Chapman grabbed a knife and cut her arm, the couple began grappling on the kitchen floor, and when they briefly separated, Chapman allegedly cut the victim's left arm and shoulder area multiple times. She also headbutted and punched her boyfriend in the face. She was arrested in connection with the July 5th incident, booked into the county jail after being charged with aggravated battery, which is a felony. She's also facing probation violation charges in connection with her guilty plea from last year for illegally possessing marijuana, crystal meth, and Xanax.
And she likes to party.
Back in October, she was sentenced to 2 years of probation. And that is Florida Corner for you for now. Crazy week in Florida. It was very busy, busy week. I clicked that way too many times. So from Florida to the Florida of the North, and that is in Ohio. And big shout out to one of our listeners, Kevin, who I'm going to give a producer credit to on the show if we actually had those, because he sent me a bunch of great stories this week.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, buddy.
You're right. headline, police seek scantily clad Ohio man who took a bulldozer on a joyride. This is from Akron, Ohio. Police in Northeast Ohio are trying to locate a man who reportedly drove a bulldozer on a wild, destructive ride from a construction site down a residential street. Akron police got a 911 call on a Friday afternoon about a man driving the bulldozer erratically. The caller said he didn't believe the man was a construction worker because he was shirtless and possibly only wearing underpants. And he was jerking the machine back and forth.
Touched the guy's balls at Hebrew school once.
Police said the bulldozer rammed in the front of a home, heavily damaging the enclosed porch. A mother and children inside retreated to the home's back and were not injured. That's some good writing there. Police said the bulldozer also rammed a vehicle in a chain link fence. It was found abandoned, and police said Monday they're asking for help identifying the man. So he's still on the list.
Nobody took pictures of a naked man on the bulldozer.
Well, yeah, it's sometimes you miss out.
I mean, Facebook Live and that shit,
right? Everybody should be Facebook Live and. All right, let's do this.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, it's a quick small town news for everybody. And by the way, as we record this, it's Prime Day. Now, by the time you hear it, it won't be Prime Day anymore. So thank you if you did your Prime Day shopping through the Shop Amazon tab at WTHpod.com. Always do your Amazon shopping that way. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra. This, from the Bangor Daily News in Bangor, Maine, or Bangor, if you like saying it that way. The Weekly went to downtown Bangor and asked the question, what ice cream flavor shouldn't exist? So Jason, I'll ask you, what ice cream flavor shouldn't exist?
Oh man, that's so difficult.
Okay, we'll come back to you. Okay. Kareem, do you have an answer?
Mint chocolate chip.
All right, here's what they're saying in Maine. Sam Portera said, "I don't think there's any flavor that shouldn't exist."
Yeah, Sam looked like he would say that.
Ryan says maple walnut, no walnuts in anything.
Get the fuck out of here, guy.
Jason says cotton candy.
I would have to agree with that one. Sounds like a horrible flavor.
Sherry and Dave Mullally say coconut.
No, get the fuck out of here.
I agree with them.
Yeah, I think I have to go with coconut, too. I mean, I don't care if it exists. I'm just never eating it. Josie Lawrence said all ice creams are created equal. Well, she's clearly a hippie. And finally, CJ and Angela A say lobster ice cream should not exist.
Does it?
In Maine, they put lobster in everything.
Oh, garlic ice cream probably shouldn't exist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a California thing.
That's nasty.
Yeah. Garlic ice cream should not exist. That's the answer. And that's what happens when you have a paper and you got to fill some space. You send somebody to downtown and go, hey, what ice cream flavor shouldn't exist? I think they should have gone to an ice cream shop and just had people point out which one of these shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
I mean, the shop owner knows because it's the one that doesn't sell.
It's probably like the black cherry, like walnut, chocolate one, whatever one it is.
Shut your mouth. Black cherry is great.
Is that your favorite?
Well, I don't know about walnut, but black cherry ice cream is great. Any ice cream with cherries in it is fantastic. Oh, if it's got real cherries, not these bullshit maraschino cherries. Real cherries.
Real cherries.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us for this episode of the WTH podcast. Thank you again for listening. Thanks for shopping Amazon through that Shop Amazon tab at the top of WTHpodcast.com. WTHpod.com. Sorry. Also, there's a Shop Target tab there. I learned something this week. If you go to the website on Target.com, they won't bring it out to your car. There's no option to set that up yet. Those a-holes, they need to get on that. You have to use the Target app for that. So you'll have to go in and pick it up. But I used it this week. I ordered baby formula. And when I got there, I just walked right in, right up to the service desk, got it done.
Boom.
Super, super easy in and out. All right, that's it for us. We'll see you on Friday with another new episode. Bye-bye, everybody.